in times of economic trouble and turmoil, with the markets struggling to stabilize. Nobody better to talk to than my old friend, Larry Kudlow. He, of course, is the host of the wildly popular and influential show on CNBC, The Kudlow Report, which people should watch every single night. Larry, you heard the president's first statement post-election today, in which he kind of gave a kind of sort of get tough message to the Republicans. What do you think is going on?
Well, you know, I think it obviously had trappings of a campaign speech, first time we've seen it. Look, I don't begrudge him. I mean, he won. I was wrong. I thought Romney was going to win. Obama won, and I give him all the credit in the world for that. I'm very interested in whether he and Boehner can reach common ground on stopping a gigantic year-end tax hike that would throw the economy into recession. I mean, I think that is the absolute key point right now. You can see the stock market, not today, but for the first two election post-election days, dropped about 450 points. So nobody wants a recession. Nobody wants a $500 billion tax hike. Now, the question that you and I can parse through is, can they make a deal?
And can they? I mean, your colleague, Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize winner, writes in the New York Times. I mean, he's direct. He says, Mr. President, take it off the cliff. He's basically taking the Patty Murray position. It'll be good for all of us if we all fall off the fiscal cliff. Why is he wrong?
Yeah, I think he's just nuts. I mean, if you want to drain $500 billion out of an anemic economy, you know, every economist worth their stripes, including the Congressional Budget Office, which is a Keynesian shop. It's not a supply-side shop. I mean, nobody believes that this wouldn't drop GDP by, you know, 2 or 3 percentage points. And when you're only growing by 2, that leaves you into a recession. So I think Krugman's just completely nuts on this topic. What is so interesting, though, and I'm watching this little thing play out, John Boehner has the right story. John is saying, don't raise tax rates, particularly for the upper income people, because that's your economic growth incentive. That's your investment incentive. That's your small business incentive. He said, I'll get you revenues. And this was a concession. I can get you revenues for the top taxpayers by putting limits or eliminating unnecessary loopholes and deductions. All right. And that's a good sound tax reform position, which is what Mitt Romney argued, by the way, during the campaign. So the question is, will the president buy into that, or will the president insist that marginal tax rates must go up, you know, in his sort of class warfare, soak the rich campaign? That's the question. And I don't know. I think Obama left the door open.
I think he did, too. And look, one of the things that people have to understand about this, and I know people's eyes kind of glaze over because especially those people who may not have see any of this impacting their own taxes, but one of the basic points people don't seem to understand is if you've got tons and tons of exemptions and deductions and special deals and you're paying nothing in taxes right now, even though you're earning millions, well, guess what? Raising the tax rates, you're still paying nothing.
Mm.
Because, I mean, 39.6% of zero is still zero, just like 35% is. So that what Boehner should talk about, and I think our side should talk about, is, look, there are a certain number of people who game the system who ought to be paying their fair share and aren't. It's a small number of people, but we know they're there. Boehner's approach will get those people. Obama's approach will leave them totally untouched.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But I, at this point, I'm going to give Boehner pretty high marks for, you know, he came out of the gate pretty fast and made his proposal, put it on the table, at least in general terms. And I think, you know, this was an election. Again, I congratulate Obama, but this was not a decisive election. All right. This was not a real new agenda election. There are a lot of divisions in this country, and we're going to have to parse through that in the, you know, months and years ahead. But I think Boehner put a pretty good supply-side tax reform position right there on the table. And I think he goes part of the way towards giving Obama what he wants, that upper-income people have to pay more revenues. And your point is correct. I mean, there's no reason why, if your top tax rate is 35% or 28% or whatever, why you need a full mortgage deduction. There's just no reason for that, or full health care deductions or any of those deductions. So as Romney did, I put caps on it. And you'll get a lot of revenues out of that. Eventually, you could eliminate all that stuff altogether. It's just not necessary.
But here's the important point. What is it? It's about 80% of Americans do not itemize deductions. Isn't that right?
Right.
So 80% of Americans will pay not a penny more, nothing more. They will actually pay less. And what this does is exactly what the president says he wants, which is to make sure that there are not people at the top end who are gaming the system.
I like that. I think that's exactly right. And I think your 80% number is probably pretty close to it. And in other words, there are good intellectual grounds here for, I call it common ground. They can be win-win. Nobody has to lose if this is done right. What bothers me, though, is raising tax rates, marginal tax rates, good supply-sider that I am. I mean, I just think that's the wrong approach and will do some damage to the economy. I don't think anybody believes the entire Bush tax cut will be expired. I don't believe that, okay? So to some extent, Wall Street may be overreacting. But I think it matters a lot whether you have incentives to form capital, whether you have after-tax incentives to start up a new business, and whether your rate of return on investment after tax is sufficient. I think the animal spirits have been suffering in recent years under two presidents, and so that's why I don't want to raise tax rates.
Why do you think, in brief, we have about a minute left, why did the market go down 450 points the last couple of days?
Well, I think the market wanted Romney. I think that's part of it. I think the market saw Romney as the sort of pro-business, pro-market guy. I think the market was worried that President Obama might be raising taxes big time. I think those are all worries, and the fiscal cliff itself is a substantial worry. But don't forget, Michael, we're in an earnings slump, and I always say earnings are the mother's milk of stocks. Because of the global economy, there's been an earnings slump, so that's hurt also. So those are some of the reasons. If you can get a deal on this fiscal cliff, I'd buy the market. I'd absolutely buy the market.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that, and let's hope that is the case. That's Larry Kudlow. You can see him every single night at the Kudlow Report on CNBC.